Our president has declared this as a national day of prayer. And I don't know, and I don't care what you think of our president, but what I do know is he's called us to prayer, and we need to pray. Whether he called us or not, but I'm thankful that he recognizes and realizes there is a God, and we need to trust him. We need to believe him. We need to worship him. We need to praise him, because he is the miracle-working God. We don't have to walk in fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to continue in an atmosphere of prayer, you're welcome to stand. You're welcome to sit. Pastor Tim asked me if I would bring a brief sermon this morning before his sermon. We don't normally have two sermons. But when he asked me, I said, yes, I would be happy to. I'm going to share some scripture with you that you are very, very familiar with, many of you. And if not, you want to get familiar with this scripture. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, whom I will trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare, from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. I just picture a hen with her baby chicks. And when the storm comes, what does she do? She's like, come on, babies, come get under my wings. I will protect you. And God is telling us, children, don't walk in fear. My wings will cover you. My wings will protect you. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side. Come on, somebody. 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come nigh thy dwelling. Come on, somebody. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. A.W. Tozer said, a scared world needs a fearless church. We need to be the ones that aren't walking around in fear and panic. We need to use wisdom. And I'm just going to be honest with you. It's kind of funny to me that they're saying, wash your hands. Because the reason that's funny to me is, shouldn't we always be washing our hands? I mean, I know there are people that don't. We've all been in public restrooms, and we see people come out of the restroom and just walk right out. And I'm like, really? Seriously? But we should all be washing our hands and singing happy birthday or ABCs to make sure we're washing long enough. Whatever you got to do, wash your hands with warm soap and water. If you're sick, stay home. Use wisdom. We don't want to be stupid. God says use wisdom. But we also don't want to walk in fear. And can I tell you, my friend, if all you do all day long is get on the TV or on the internet, and all you're doing is constantly filling your mind with all the stuff that they're telling you. Thousands are dying. Oh my goodness, people are dropping like gnats. I got an email Friday, and then I got another one yesterday. And I was like, the first thing, and when I read it, I was like, oh my word, I didn't realize it was that bad. I get towards the end, and it's somebody that's selling a special kind of vitamin C. And I'm like, oh snap. People, they're just trying to take advantage of the situation. People are trying to drive this to make money and all kinds of things. Yes, there's some seriousness to it, absolutely. But don't believe everything you read on the internet. Don't believe everything that people are saying. I posted on my Facebook page yesterday a thing from the Marion County Health Department, a video that was saying that most people that get this flu, they get over it. It's people with very weak immune systems that are in much danger. So I ask you to pray for my sister. My sister literally has no immune system. And she works for a nursing home, and she cannot afford not to go to work. So people like that, we need to cover in prayer more. So if you think about my sister Debbie, please pray for her. But we need to pray for everyone. We need to pray for our nation. I saw two cases where one man in Tennessee, he went and bought up every bit of hand sanitizer he could. That's why there's people that are doing stupid things like that, because he was trying to sell it on Amazon for a huge profit. And thank you, God, Amazon shut him down. Because they're trying to take advantage of people that are getting panicked. Maybe we should buy a little extra toilet paper if you find it, just because people are going crazy. But don't go buy the whole store out. Think of others. Think of others. I was talking to my dad last night, and I said, Daddy, is it as crazy in Georgia as it is everywhere else? And he said, oh, baby girl, it sure is. He said, but I'm going to tell you something. In my 83 years, I've never seen anything like this ever. He said, but I'm going to tell you something else. I'm not afraid. He said, I refuse to walk in fear. I'm not going to let this scare me. God is my protector. God is my provider. And I refuse to walk in fear. And he said, I'm going to tell you something else. He said, your sister and I were talking over dinner. And he said, Debbie said the same thing. Dad, I refuse to walk in fear. And people of God, we need to make sure that we refuse to walk in fear. And that we're not out there spreading gossip. And spreading the what ifs. My Bible says God is in control. And I had the thought, I was like, oh my word. You see how crazy our world's gotten over a virus? Can you imagine when Jesus comes back? Y'all better be ready, because it's going to be real crazy down here. I don't know about y'all, but I plan to go up. And I know there's going to be crazy craziness at that time. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. So be ready for Jesus, because he is coming back. Amen? 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Joshua 1:9 says, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be terrified. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to be hope dealers, not scaring people. People are going to be looking to the church if the church is not running in fear. And we need to be those that are not afraid. Again, use wisdom, but don't walk in fear. This coronavirus does not take God by surprise. He knew at the beginning of time this crazy season was going to happen, and he's already in control. He already has a plan. So I say, God, and I challenge you to pray, God, use this to turn people's hearts towards you. Even the children are afraid. Connie said to me Wednesday night, one of the kids is like, I'm not touching that Bible. What if that child didn't wash their hands before they touched the Bible? And it's like, they're walking in fear. And we as the parents, as the grandparents, we need to put their mind at ease and tell them God's in control. Wash your hands, baby. Wash your hands every little bit, but don't fear. Don't fear. Fear rises up whenever we feel out of control. If you don't want to feel out of control, stay in the Word of God. Believe the Word of God. Live the Word of God. But faith rises up when we remember God is in control. Again, guard how much. I'm not saying bury your head in the sand. Check. I would encourage you, check with Marion County Health Department online. They every day they put up. And by the way, as of this morning, there's still no signs of it in Marion County. And I'm asking God, sweep it out of our country. Sweep it out of this world. Keep it out of Marion County. Protect us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So guard your thoughts. Guard who you listen to. Because fear can come on you like that. Guard who you listen to. Stand firm in your confidence in who God is. And God is who he says he is. God will do what he says he will do. Intentionally place your trust in God. Amen? My sermon's done. God bless you.